getting the rap. God. What a God. Beautiful. Dead. I swear it'd be so potent. These reefers I'd be smoking. I couldn't even tell you. You think that I was joking. You think that I was kidding. I'm trapping for a living. Trying to buy another crib. Just trying to get it where I fit in. A nigga about 250. Still a coupe is what I fit in. Boy, I be double clutching while y'all niggas granny shifting. Splurge at PF Changs. I'm in Morocco eating pigeons. Accumulating bread. A nigga trying to beat the system. But I was riding stock. He pulled me over for my system. Balling on these buggers, plus I'm fucking all they sisters. When she stopped coming to run, I probably wouldn't even miss her. Nope. Y'all can have her back, I know the family probably miss her. Fuck that Magnum bottle. Instagram models, yeah, she got a good job. But yo, that bitch still swallows and she did a good job. With my nigga Monte Carlo, right now he overseas. Hiding cash like Marlo. Right now I'm in the breeze, who knows where I'll be tomorrow. Pulling carbon portraits from some hippies by the water. Lunching on some sushi here, not this ain't the Carter. I'm just trying to keep it simple. Ain't trying to be a martyr. Instead of always hating, you should work a little harder. Let me be the coach, I could turn you to some starters. Back in 99, these niggas tried me for my starter. But I ain't even tripping, cause I got a little taller. Got a little bigger, somewhat of a baller. Phone is always ringing, trap is always calling. Third world hustling, out here trying to find my calling. Remember all those nights I drive a reckless with Tesla. Danny got the number, but he hardly ever caught him. Fiji sporting Gucci, all the bitches know we ballin'. Silicon Valley, you would think we came from Harlem. And he brought a bitch that makes us fight. Shit, that's orange. Orange.
Yeah, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. That right there was the homie Gorilla Phil with Africans in Traffic album, and that one was the first track off the album. It's called Phil Talking Shit, and I got the homie Sci-Fi in the building. Sci-Fi, what's good?
What's good, man? Gorilla Phil went in right there, bro.
Man, he was snapping on that track. That whole album, man, Africans in Traffic, y'all can find it on all the major streaming platforms.
Yeah, I didn't know the Habani song was on there.
Yeah, Habani, that shit is
and the one with the we played with the Nipsey joint.
That's on there. He got a lot of songs with Rest in Peace. Big Bags is on there.
Oh, word? Yeah. Damn. All right, yeah. I got to go check that album out.
Big Bags is on a lot. I'm not sure if it's a collab album or if it's just his. Huh?
I already tagged it on title.
Oh, yeah. Nah, you're going to enjoy that shit. I fuck with Phil Heavy. Shout out to Phil.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Sci-Fi?
Chilling, man. You know. Just
regular shit.
Yeah, so just you and me in the studio today, bro.
We on that cognac tonight if y'all on any cheers. Matter of fact,
anything's possible.
That's a fact. Ooh, yeah,
sweet.
What you got ice in yours?
Yeah, just ice, straight
just
up.
Ice straight up.
I like my shit straight up.
Man. I hear that.
Simple, no sweetness. No.
What's new, man? You ain't joined us on any of these other episodes. It's gonna be on season 6. We gotta do a solo one.
Yeah, man. Just
playing that producer role.
You know, went harder. I mean, we had some really great guests, yeah. You know, and, you know, the conversations y'all was flowing pre-production, like, it was just good. I just kind of like, yo, let me slide back, yeah. You know what I mean? And then,
we got some good episodes coming.
Yeah, we cleaned up the studio a little bit too now.
Oh, yeah, you changed it up in here.
Yeah, got a little simpler design.
It's crazy how changing a little bit of furniture could change everything up.
It's always like that, but.
Yeah. Today, we're talking about systematic traps.
Or money trap.
Money traps. Money all traps, type of traps, yeah. That can just slow you down in life.
Yeah, I know. There's so many.
Too many, man. Like, for one, I think, like, school loans, school period could be a money trap. Or
man, I mean, to me, you either want to be 20 in, 200 in, or 200 out. Like,
yeah.
Like, just imagine if somebody told you before you went to college that if you just worked at McDonald's and made $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
And then kind of just got yourself together.
Right.
And just took all that money, stayed at your people's crib, stacked all that up. Yeah. Now you got 120 grand at 22.
Yeah. Instead of moving out, most people try to get out their house immediately. Or even if they go to college. Like,
oh, that apartment stuff is a money trap.
That's definitely a money trap. But you're right. Like, if I don't know what I know now, because I always thought college, because I didn't want to be a doctor. I didn't want to be a lawyer. So I just felt like I was going to school just to appease my parents, basically, like just to make sure they stay off
How many people just went to school just because their parents told them to?
Probably at least 3/4 of the people who are in college.
That's like half of y'all didn't even want to be there.
Yeah. didn't know what you were going there for. That's another thing, too, because sometimes people go just because that's what you're taught to do after high school. You got to go to college.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, did I really? I didn't even know. Like, when I went to college, I was 17. I graduated high school 17. I started college 17. I went to a community college. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life, bro. I didn't even know myself. That was my first time outside thinking for myself. Because when you're in high school, you're pretty much taught. I mean, it's like you're going to senior English. You know what I'm saying? Like senior math. Like there's certain things that you already programmed to do. You're not sitting there really doing too much thinking.
Yeah.
But when you go to college, it's like, all right, now what do you want to do in life? It's like, nigga, I don't know myself at 17.
Nah, not many people. And did you know you could defer a year?
I knew that afterwards, not while I was in college.
Yeah, but like just imagine. I mean, we just go in just like almost programmed to go in. Yeah. We don't even think if it's good for us or not. If like it's what I want to do, or if there may be something else I want to do.
Yeah.
Like just imagine if you were a mechanic.
Oh, I wish.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Like, anything.
Just you did a trade straight up on the jump. Like,
right.
You get what I'm saying? Like right when you came in, you're going to be doing 2 years and then you're going to guarantee be making 50, 60 grand. Like, yo, being a welder.
Mm-hmm. Nobody would think to be a welder.
They get paid.
They get the big money.
But then you went to college as a journalist.
Yeah, exactly.
Or communication.
Or just communications to be education.
I don't even know what that means. Like,
bro, that's what I went to school. First of all, I was confused. I talked to my pops. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what I want to do. I'm 17 years old. I don't know what I want to do. And he was like, computer science.
Yeah.
Because he's thinking maybe, but I'm like, yo, I don't care about computer science. That's not an interest of mine.
You're not a computer person?
What if you're not? Especially back then, like in 2000, I didn't care about that.
But at least I can understand like the technical stuff.
Yeah,
you go to a college for a technical thing.
Exactly.
Where you're going to physically be doing a labor that is like valued.
Yeah. Nursing. And in a shorter time. You're getting straight to it. If you're doing computer science in school, you got to do, before you get to that, there's so much bullshit in between.
There's a whole, the first year is just.
Yeah, bullshit.
Like, stuff that's like not even to the concentration. Yeah. Like, and it's crazy how it's set up. Like, I get to college in the first year, I'm doing nothing about my major.
Nah, not at all. Especially because there's an assessment test when you get to college. Like, when that first, especially community college, they put you in a room and the test is like 4 hours.
I did a time management class in college. I sat in a class where somebody tried to tell me like how to chop up my hours in a day.
You know what's funny? I was watching this interview.
That's crazy too.
I was watching this interview with 50 Cent, and he made a great point where he was like, "You got a teacher that's teaching you business class, right?"
Mm-hmm.
If she knows everything and is that valuable, like her information, why hasn't she opened up her own business?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, damn.
I mean, they say if you can't do, you teach.
That's true.
So now you're giving me inferior teachers. Like,
basically.
I want a class with the guy who actually has a $1 million business.
Who got the experience.
But then the chinks in the armor starts happening because that $1 million business is not. It's very rare to create these massive tech companies. Like, unless you're trying to do the work.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you about all that. Like, I wish, you know what I wish? They taught you, like, taxes and property tax and
stocks, bonds.
Like, what if I knew?
The law, like the real law.
The law.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, lawyers is another one that I understand if you go to school for.
Yeah, like, but if you're not, like, if you're just, there's certain things because if I'm not going to be a lawyer, I still should know the law.
Yeah.
At least the basics of it. Yeah, like you have, like mandatory is what
you know,
I'm saying.
They used to have civics back in the day, but they don't teach civics no more in public. Like,
I remember Ad used to always talk about his civics class in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like now they don't, why would you take that out if you deal with it every day? Yeah. Understanding traffic laws.
Right.
Understanding deeds and trademarks.
Bail bondsmen.
Bails.
Like that.
Yeah, like, man, if you're a bail bondsman at 18, you
can make bread. Yeah. Even though it's a risky job, people bounce on you, all types of shit. But if you got a little capital, and you don't even have to jump hard.
Man,
you can just do like DUIs, little things.
Little
where you
small
know people
things.
Ain't
you don't
skip
have to go like,
you.
Like I'm getting a murder case.
Yeah,
dude.
Nah, definitely not. Yeah,
but like, the dude who got drunk the last night and got arrested for public intoxication.
Yeah,
and he need
$250 to $300.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Take that. You know,
quick, fast.
But I can get 10, 20 a day.
Yeah,
just like that.
Quick.
Now,
hell yeah, that's actually good money.
What? Now you're making thousands of dollars a day.
Speaking of probation and shit like that, that's another money trap.
Mm. I mean, the whole legal system in general, like I said, parking tickets.
Yeah.
Like municipality trap of the whole, like just living in the city.
Right.
You get taxed way more for all
parking tickets,
inconvenient stuff. Yeah. No, you get towed.
Oh, that's like, the worst, yeah.
Man, you know how strip club back in the day over there off of, what was that, Onyx?
Yeah. You park in the wrong parking spot and everything.
Kill you. And what's crazy fast. is the thing is right behind it. They're not even going 5 feet, 10 feet.
Oh, that's how they used to do that?
Yeah, they used to. I got told, I came outside because I parked on one of the side buildings.
Yeah, you wasn't allowed to do that.
Yo, we was in there for 2 hours, bro.
I know that.
There's no way.
Used to make a killing.
Man, I walked back. There was like 7 people with me standing in line.
Think about that. And at the end of the night. Minimum of $100. Minimum.
$200.
Yeah, for sure.
$100, $200. $200,
especially late night. You're going to pay that to get your car out.
Or you got to like come back in the morning and try to haggle or.
Yeah.
But you got to drive the day. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
7 people just got $1,400 in that man's pocket.
That's money. But see, he probably didn't go to school for none of that.
None of that. And then I'm not saying school wasn't worth it. I'm just saying like.
School is worth it if you're doing something major with it, like a doctor, a lawyer. But there's so many rinky dink, like the average person, In my estimate, probably 65% of people who go to college don't use it.
Nah, yeah.
Like, there's some jobs.
I mean, Kanye talked about it with the whole Cheesecake Factory thing. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's real like that. Like, and not that I'm saying that I'm anything different or better than anybody, but like, it's a lot of us just out here, just regular people.
Right. I went to Cheesecake. He was a motherfucking waiter there.
that's real, though. Yeah. Like, we just regular people, and we're $100, 100 grand, 250. Some people like $200,000 in debt.
Yeah.
For something they don't even use.
Right.
I know many yoga teachers who have hella degrees.
Yeah, hell yeah. A lot. Matter of fact,
not that that is a bad thing, but I'm saying, like, what if you were able to take that wealth? Like, 18 years old. Somebody gave you $100,000.
Yeah.
Or you go to, for so you pay for school or just buy a house.
I'm buying a house. What I know now,
what
I'm,
you know
I'm
now.
Definitely buying a house. Fuck the school.
Like, what did you say with, like, interest?
Yeah. Like, all right, so right now, if I had a mortgage that, let's say I had $100,000 left to pay on my house, right?
Right.
And if I want $150,000 right now, most people are not going to put that $100,000 towards their house and keep the $50,000.
Most Why people, not?
I don't know, bro. Me, I'm paying that house off immediately. Like, fuck all that.
So you're telling me I don't have to have a monthly payment every month?
Yeah.
I don't have to be running around here.
And think about it now. If you owe $100,000, like, all right, so if you buy a house for $100,000 and you got a loan, most likely when you're done with that loan, you pay $200,000. It's usually a double up.
Yeah, it's a double up.
That's the only reason why they front you that money.
Yeah, of course.
They're the biggest. It's like drug dealers.
The biggest scams.
I'm giving you this, and I need to double up. If I give it to you for $100, best believe I'm making $200 off of it.
I mean, I'm not going to start talking about bank draft fees. Like, it's imaginary money they're just taking from people. Like,
exactly.
It's crazy to me. Like,
yeah, because there's nothing physical there.
You could have declined the payment. Like, you feel what
quick
I'm saying?
Like, why not decline it? If I don't have the money there, don't pay it.
That's called predatory.
They really are waxing you with that.
But like interest as well. So like now I got I spent $100,000 to pay for $200,000. And my house values, and you get money and you can do a lot of things with the house. But just imagine if you pay that $100 off.
Yeah.
You don't pay $1,400 a month.
Yeah.
For the next year. Yeah. That means you can get a regular ass job.
Where you could work 3 days a week working part-time at Belk or Dillard's or some shit like
Man,
that.
Man, you would see me. I'll be the freshest dude out here.
I'm telling you.
I'll be working at a Foot Locker in the day, you know what I'm saying, 3 days a week. And then I go and work, you know what I'm saying, probably like.
Chicks who do bartending jobs.
Oh, man. They would kill it. They would only have to work 3 days a week if they got a really good club.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I mean, you know, rest in peace bartending jobs right now.
Yeah, right now. Hopefully shit will get back to normal soon, man.
These idiots keep making it worse, but anyways.
Yeah, with the mask and all that.
People fighting, I can't believe that, but that's off the topic. But
now,
like, $1,400 a month, I don't got to do that every day.
For 30 years, because most people do the 30-year.
Now I'm fresh. I'm fresh as hell. I have real disposable income.
Free time. That's the most important thing, bro. Like,
that's another thing that, you know, like.
Peace of mind. Oh, man. I don't have to wake up every morning at. Whatever time you got to wake up, you hear that stupid alarm clock. Like,
man, I could DoorDash 4 days a week
part time
and just be chilling 4 hours a day.
you won't need your college at that time. Like college, you're hoping to. It's such a scam. When I hate thinking about it. Right, you graduate college. Most people get crazy in debt with loans, and then
You got to work certain jobs that you don't want to pay the loans.
Yeah.
So you don't really go after the jobs that you, or you try to go after the jobs, you know what I mean? But it's really experience that's really most important.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And so now you got...
Which I hate, because they're like, you try to get a job, I'm like, do you have an experience? I'm like, nigga, I just went to 4 years of school. Like, what you mean? What more do I need?
It's crazy. Like, if you don't have that...
Yeah.
If you don't have that, like, experience... It don't really matter. Or you know what happens? You get a job that you could have got at 18 years old.
Yeah, because by the time you hit 20 years old, you'll have the 2 years experience. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? You could have worked at the mailroom. Like, forget that. The same company you would have went, like, say insurance company.
Yeah.
You graduate. You know, you make you all this debt, but you don't have an experience. And they give you an internship or some co-op that you're making 15, 16, 17 an hour.
Exactly.
You could have worked at the mailroom. In that same company at 18.
And worked your way up.
And then when the next opportunity, smooth, network, talk to people. And then like, let me try accounting or any of the other things that you were. And then next thing you know, how many people I've worked with in corporate America that have no degree that make tons of money?
Hell yeah.
It's just because they knew somebody.
I know people who didn't go to college or any of that and didn't even go to corporate and just started their own. Not like little small business. Yeah, you can make a killing.
You know how much a convenience store makes? People be knocking these foreigners.
And taxi cabs. People be knocking taxi cab drivers, and it's like,
the
bro.
The hustle is real. That's why Uber blew up.
Exactly.
Man, just imagine if you knew what you know now.
I wish. If I go back in time right now, I'd be a millionaire by now.
Come on, man.
The thing, because we didn't have as much.
No one told me, like if somebody's like, yo, if you give me $400 right now, there's this company named Amazon.
Yeah.
If you just put the money in there, they're going to blow up. Like, I was young. I was buying jerseys and
stupid shit.
I was waking up 8 in the morning for Jordans. You know what I'm saying? Spending $400, $500 a day, easy.
With no problem. Like, you wouldn't even think twice about it.
And that same $500 could have went into Amazon, and 10 years later, probably got like 50 bands in the bank.
Yeah. Right now they be chilling with not a care in the world.
But they don't tell you stuff like that. Like, they tell you go to school and like try to get a job from somebody else.
It's a system. Like, it's literally, you're not thinking for yourself.
Yeah.
They don't want you to think for yourself. Once you start thinking for yourself, but the crazy thing is.
So you're telling me education is tied into the money trap.
It has to be, bro. Like,
to educate you is against their.
They're educating you based on what they
want
you to
know. Their best interest in business.
It is.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't call school. It's no longer a school when it gets to college. It becomes an institution.
It is.
It's a different.
If you think about it, it's ran like prison.
Wow.
It's really ran like prison.
I didn't
prison.
Even
like
think
the cafeteria
about that.
Times.
Wow.
Like, everything is structured.
Wow.
Like, it's almost like they're getting you ready for one or the other. Like,
you're either going to go to the corporate world and be the little. Yeah.
Or you're going to go to prison. But either way, you're going to be trained for either one or the other.
I'm going to get you right.
Yeah. That's just how it is. Like, they got the authority numbers. Yeah, it is. And before you know it, I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
Now
some people really take it like this. Some people are going to be really upset because they got the advantage, or they were the one person that somebody else knew at Carolina and they got them a job. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm not saying it doesn't work for anybody.
Yeah, let's get that.
But it doesn't work for the majority of people.
That's my only point. Like, it might work for 30% of people.
30%. That's crazy.
But there's 70%
of people
right now.
People are just going to pay $100,000 minimum.
And
if you go to Ivy League and all that other stuff, I don't know what type of money you spend.
And again, all them people right now, if you would have told them, instead of you going $100,000 in debt, especially the housing market at the time, you could, for $100,000, you could have had a house.
You could have got a condo
depending
in
on
North
where you
Lake,
live, yeah.
Back
or
in the
half
day.
Or half of the mortgage would have been gone. Right now, you'd have had maybe 5 more years into paying off your house, and
the
then
whole
you could have
house.
Been living your life in your 40s.
You could have bought a house 20 years ago in the South Park Mall area.
Yeah.
10 years ago, if you're, you know, just hitting your 30s.
Yeah, he's keeping it Charlotte, but just, you know.
South Park, or you know what I mean? The upper side. Just take that $150,000, $200,000, spend it all.
Yeah.
And just be in your house. And then in 10 years, I promise you, you're going to have double your money. And then just imagine if you got the equity out of that.
That was my next thing. The equity on that. If you would have bought your house straight out of high school, and right now you might be 25, 30 years old. That shit, that equity is crazy. You can take the equity loan out. You got 40,
50 bands, 60 bands right there.
You could open up a hot dog stand. You could open up
anything.
Didn't
your man say he was trying to, he sold a t-shirt business for 50 bands?
50 bands, turnkey.
Come on, man. Just imagine if you were 25. He had 25. All the
printing system, everything. Yeah, shout out to Shirt Game.
Yeah, Shirt Game, killing it, right?
He was trying to sell it, but he didn't.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you had that opportunity at 25.
Yeah.
And then just picked up a business that was already kind of established. You had all the equipment. You got 50 bands to just put on it. Or you know what I mean? Or you could really learn something you really want to do. I want to be a culinary chef. Yeah. I don't have to I can go to school on my own terms and be at home just cooking.
Exactly.
Taking cooking classes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Community college, just mess with flavors instead of spending my money at a school. And now, but the crazy thing, I can go learn under a chef.
Nowadays,
I can go spend.
You can learn that shit on your own and literally market your own shit. You can learn anything you want to do on YouTube. all right, so me, for instance, anything that I've done from shooting music videos to shooting DVDs, any of that shit, it was trial and error. I had no knowledge podcasting. You helped me out with the
everything knowledge.
And that's what I do. I go around to people who might know one or two things about it, ask them a couple questions, and then I get out there and try it.
Man.
Because trial and error, there's nothing like experience.
The number one teacher. And that's what I'm saying. If you had no debts, your housing, 70%, 60% of most people's income.
Yeah.
Most people's income is 60 to 70% housing.
Of course.
That's just the rule of the game out here. If you don't own.
Yeah.
That's real, right?
Yeah. So if you're paying mortgage or rent.
You're 24. You got a house paid off. You have to spend maybe $400-$600 a week.
Yeah.
Maybe. If you're living lavishly and good too, you know what I mean? You can be cheaper than that.
You can live good with that. The fuck? $400-$500 if you don't have no mortgage or rent, you get $400 a month. A week is good money.
And then now you can go get.
I'm talking about people who are living within their means. Right, I'm not talking about people who are living lavish and just spending recklessly.
Of course. You got to be smart with your money but I'm saying you don't have no debt. Everything is positive. Everything is forward. And 60 to 70% of what was your normal budget is open.
Yeah.
So now you can go and, like you said, self-teach. You have time. Time is always the best teacher, right? Time is always the best, experience to figure out this worked, that doesn't work. I like this, I don't like this, but I don't have to spend $1,000.
Exactly. And your thousands of dollars. You can do it on your own.
Go somewhere.
It's not a set. Let me say something to all our entrepreneurs right there, or people who want to be entrepreneurs. And a lot of times the shit that holds us back is just not starting. Once you, whatever it is that you're thinking about, and there's plenty of y'all listening right now who want to take that leap of faith. Just do it. Who cares if you fail? Just do it. I swear to God, you're gonna be so happy about it. Even if you fail, you're gonna be happy and you'll be wait a minute, it wasn't that bad. But you're not gonna fail. Just continue. Don't stop. Whatever you do, don't fucking stop. The hardest part is starting.
Yeah.
Once you start, you're gonna be realizing, hold up, let's just say it's a 10-step process. You're let me start. Step one, two, three. Before you know it, and you like three, you're like, hold up, let me keep going. Why not? I'm almost there. Before you know it, that shit gonna be booming.
People always hate on Nick Cannon, right? But he didn't go to college, but he knew from the jump he was going to be a producer. So he did everything. He focused all his energy there. That's where he went, right?
Yeah.
So now that 100 grand that he would have went to college with, he put it in himself, in a career, in an idea. So if you believe, then that's really, really what matters. And I think entrepreneurship, that's what it is. Just believe and do it. You're going to mess up. You're going to waste $400-$500. But at least you're wasting it in something that is going to learn you, teach you. I learned that didn't work. So I'm going to do this now and figure out the next best way to be that or this. Instead of an institution that doesn't hold, that's not going to help you later unless you have a specific course of action.
Yeah.
So clarity is also a problem too with money trap. People just are just out here living in the transactional moment.
What do you mean?
I'm going to school just because I'm going to school because everybody going to school.
That's what everybody else is doing.
That's what everybody does. Yeah. Instead of saying, this is money. This actually matters. And this decision should be something that I'm going to be okay with spending 100 grand with. And if you seriously in your heart can't say, yeah, I'm going to do this, I want to do this, I want to, I'll put $100,000 on it. That's what you're saying. You're basically saying, when I go to God, I put $100,000 on whatever I'm doing. And if you're not ready to do that,
don't do that.
You, the 1 year you wouldn't go to like Vegas and do that.
Hell no. I'm not going to be
like, I'm going to put $100,000 on this.
Black.
Come on, man.
And roll that shit. Like,
because that's what you're doing at school if you're not focused or you don't have a particular journey or path that you've decided on.
Yeah.
You know, really understanding like a choice and living in that choice. And there's some kids, like you said, a third of the people, they know that.
Yeah.
And then you, some people are smart enough or know the system to where you can get deferrals for a year for certain schools once you're accepted.
But 65%, I think, are doing it, knowing that this shit ain't going to go nowhere, but they're still doing it. But that's the thing.
I know 10% guaranteed aren't even going to stay there more than 2 years, but are going anyways. So you're basically paying for a 2-year party. I look at it like that, too. You're paying 60, 50 grand debt to party for 2 years.
Yeah. And that's a lot of fucking money. And then you get out and you got $70,000,
$80,000. And it's an imaginary. It's not imaginary, but it's on top of you. They're not going to like pay for you to be there unless you get a scholarship. But then if you're getting scholarships and you're focused, you know what you wanted to do, you particularly have.
And then the interest, all that shit that piles up. You might have took out a $30,000 loan, but with interest and all that other shit, and now you're trying to buy a house and you're trying to get your car and all that. Now you might really be in debt, $230,000 or $250,000 or whatever.
And that comes to credit too, right? Like if people know.
Oh, that's another thing they didn't teach us in school.
Yeah, like credit, taxes.
Yeah.
You know, how to like file for these debts and stuff.
It's like, why would you not teach me that? Are you that wanting to trap me?
And you know, it should be a mandatory high school like thing. It's not like, it shouldn't be a college optional thing.
It should be mandatory from junior high school, bro.
To me, I feel it's also like home economics, man. You know, we should, like, they don't have that. Or the civics class, you know what I mean? Like, these are things that, like, why would you not know about the law? Why would you not know how to cook for yourself and feed yourself and mend your own clothes and wash your own? Like, I know it's taboo.
Farming.
Sometimes for
farming.
Me, farming. Oh, man.
There's so much shit that they don't teach us when you get a little older.
How much money
you
think you spent going to the grocery store?
My parents, bro. Have you seen my?
Well, that garden is
my pops and my
phenomenal.
Moms, they grow corn, tomatoes, potatoes, like all type of greens. Like there's so much.
I saw
shit
some
that
radishes
they,
in there. Something
they, everything is in their backyard, bro. To the point where their freezers are stocked up. Their neighbors come, like some of our Eritrean neighbors and stuff. She just gives out food to the neighbors.
Giving packs to the people.
Yes, because it's like. And it's free fucking food. You might spend maybe $150 worth of seeds and little things that you might plant, but then the food that comes out of it is like.
And how is it that difficult to maintain?
It's not. It's really not. Like, my pops really be out there. You just got to water it. The hardest part is just the first maybe 3-4 days when you're plowing it. Because my pops gets out there, he plows it himself with his hands. He doesn't use machines.
Oh, so he's like just digging each other.
He's digging everything up. But then, you know, after years of doing it every summer.
He's got like efficient with it.
Yeah, exactly. And
because I see how he like lined it up across the back of the house.
He got it all lined up,
And if you're 18 years old and instead of going to school, you learn farming.
Bro, the crazy thing is one of my homegirls hit me in the DM when I put that up. Like, my DMs went.
What if Bo, instead of doing it now or, like, you know, the last 5-10 years he's been doing it, what if he did it when we first came out of school?
He'd have been a millionaire by now. But, so when I put that video up recently on my Instagram, y'all can follow me on Mez Drinks and Chill or Mez Black Label, and y'all can follow Sci-Fi.
Umbrella Minds, man, with a Z at the end.
Yeah, so I put it up in my story, and my DMs went crazy with people like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this is in Charlotte? Like, this is his backyard? I'm like, yeah. Like, he got all type of crops growing back there. And the crazy thing is, land is so important. And, bro, it doesn't take much to plant a few seeds.
So now you got that 100 grand, instead of going to school, you bought a $100,000 house.
Yeah.
And now you have a yard, a backyard.
That you're eating food
That you're eating
free.
Food from, sustenance.
For free. And it's good food.
Wow.
Like, I'm talking about plants and veggies and
stuff
fruits,
that's really expensive.
What you need.
Yeah, that's stuff that really going to make you live. Bro.
Exactly. My homegirl was like, yo, you know he can sell that at the farmer's market. I'm like, yeah, my pops at this point isn't worried about money.
Yeah.
He's more worried about just his health and basically
his well-being.
Peace of mind. Like, after,
it's also a good workout.
Yeah.
It's a physical
like
exertion.
Like, his house
everything.
Is paid off for.
Man.
He's not in debt with anything. He's just out here like, yo, instead of going to the grocery store and giving him all my money to the same shit where I can literally plant a couple of seeds in what is that, close to springtime, and by the time 2 months pass, you got a whole crops full of shit. Like, literally, my pops was saying the only problem, the only beef he has with now is like with raccoons and rabbits. Because, you know, late night they coming through and eating. He went and bought some little devices that you could buy from Home Depot that keep them out. He's like, man, I'm straight now.
Man, I mean, you know, he lose a couple on the year, but like, still, the whole point of like just being able to be self-sustaining. I wish I knew about self-sustaining culture.
Hell yeah.
Back then too, like being able to, like, you know, make your own food. You know, have your own business, like being able to, like,
you know what?
Have your own water system. I'm just imagine if you were able to get your own,
you had, like, your own water system. Yeah. Whoa. And the crazy thing is, you know, it's illegal to collect rainwater.
So after so many gallons, yes.
Yeah, that tells you a lot right there. It's like, wait a minute, why is it illegal for me to collect it?
They need that water check.
Yeah, because it's like, wait a minute, because now I'm fucking up your bread. Like, that's they're exactly. taxing you. These are systematic traps. Yeah. Like, I can't collect water because eventually I'm not going to need you.
And you know, if you have too much food stocked up, it's illegal too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so much. It's like called ammunition, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can stockpile and...
Yeah, and God forbid anything goes crazy, then...
Or, like, if they wanted to run in your house, then you'd never have to come out. Like, if you feel the same, you had your own water, and they have to come in, and...
If I got water and food, I got no reason to come out my house.
Yeah, but they need you to come out the house.
Yeah, hell yeah.
To pay the water bill, to work these jobs, to be in this money trap.
Yeah, and you pay your taxes that way.
Of course, yeah.
Damn, that shit is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and as a kid... 23, 24, 25, have a full paid off house, be able to farm, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's freedom. Man. That's literally the definition of freedom.
That's crazy because we used to thought it was just getting a lot of money.
That's it. That's all. And now, like, when my homegirl told me, your father could sell that stuff at the farmer's market, I was like, if I said that to my dad, he would laugh at me. Like, he'd be like, what? You think I'm thinking about money right now? He's like, yo, I've left.
But you know how many people need it? How many people are in need out here?
Yeah.
Even still, he can give it away and have charity. Like, I'm not saying he will or he has to, but the point is he has the option to be a gift or a moneymaker if he wants, because he's self-sustaining. Yeah. Like, he can just feed the neighborhood, feed his kids, feed the people. That's love.
But he's looking at it like, what do I do when I sell this money? When I get this money, what am I? Most people are using it to buy food and shelter. I have food. I have shelter.
Wow.
What the fuck am I? What am I doing now?
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're free, you're not in the rat race no
that's
more.
That's what I'm saying.
You
exactly.
forget. You don't think about making money every time, because now I don't have to pay to live.
Exactly. Which is, do you understand how stupid that sounds, my nigga? I have to pay to live.
We pay to live.
That shit sounds insane to me.
So much of our life is spent making money to pay to live.
That's disgusting, my nigga.
I mean, it's like, crazy.
That shit, like, sounds crazy to me.
You spend $30,000-$40,000 on a car to pay the drive.
Yeah.
So after you
and
get
you literally go to work and come back, or go to the store.
Ain't
and
nobody
come back.
On a trucker. You ain't no trucker. You ain't like all over the country.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense. Like, unless you really enjoy.
But once you're in the trap,
it's hard to get out.
You're part of the trap, right? Yeah. It's almost systematic in how it breeds people, right?
But sometimes, so what you
like
mean?
The 48 laws of power, that mindset of always getting, always grabbing, you know, cutthroat, eating, you know,
you gotta what's next?
Watch your enemy, art of war type mindset. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that breeds a certain lifestyle. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's almost an addictive thing. So where getting money is the life.
Yeah.
And if they're not getting money, they wouldn't know how to live.
Sometimes, like, stacking up money.
It's addictive.
It's addictive. You start to look at your, and you're like, hold up, let me get to this amount. Let me get to this amount. And then.
But then there's never an amount that's going to ever
it's not,
be.
It's really not.
Like,
bro.
I'm good.
It's not. Because you start to look and you're like, wait a minute. Like, hold up. You know how many people I should be helping?
And what's crazy, it isolates you. The more and more you
get. It does, for sure.
The less and less you want to be around. Because it's also not only from the outside looking at you like food, but now you're looking like everybody trying to rob you, because you've gained something you don't want to, like, be in positions because, I got money, so I can't do that no more.
Yeah, and then you also start to become everybody's crutches after a while. It's like, yo, well, you know, Sci-Fi got it. Let me go get it from him. Or somebody might borrow money from you, like, Sci-Fi, let me get $20.
That Dallas Cowboy dude put a Tyron Smith, the left tackle, like, put a restraining order on his family because they were just asking and asking for money.
Wow.
So, like, it creates, it breeds a certain... And it might not be you. It might be others, too.
Yeah, because people always say you change when you got money. It's like, no, nigga, you changed.
Yeah.
You treated me different now. Yeah.
You mad. Not mad because I got a Gucci belt. About, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You mad that I was able to get a $45,000 bracelet. Right. Like,
it's little things that you'd be like, ah, sci-fi won't need this.
And then at the same time, we know we flex, too. Human nature to flex.
But it feels good. Like, you worked hard. You should be able to show off. But not show off, but like.
But like your dad said, it's just money. Like.
Yeah. But that comes with wisdom. And because, all right, so to me, I'd rather, it's like almost like you want to go through certain stages. Like, the reason why I don't give a fuck about a lot of things now, the same way you don't give a fuck about a lot of things, is because you've experienced it. Like, before, you didn't have it.
Yeah.
You thought it was this shit when you got it. And then you realize, you're like, yo, this shit don't, it's not really that important in life. Like, and you're like, who cares about it now? But think about the person who's never achieved that goal. They're always going to be running after
but
it.
But if you, at 18, made those conscious choices to never have to live in that world.
It's hard to make that conscious decision without getting it already. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, like, instead of going to college or creating these debt cycles with you, if you made the conscious choice,
in that sense,
you would free yourself.
Big time.
But we, again, like, we make rash decisions because of the money trap, because everybody and their mama says go to school was the thing to.
Now, let me make myself clear. There's a lot of people who are enjoying the designer, the nice cars and all that. That's cool. Once you've achieved, like, a foundation, stability and all that, you can enjoy whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people who haven't even set a foundation yet, who were, you know.
And we're talking about the foundation of lack of debt. Or
financial freedom.
Financial freedom.
In a sense,
like financial literacy.
Yeah.
Because that's really what we're talking about here.
Yeah. You people should can accumulate, be able to enjoy
people can
what
accumulate wealth because they are financially free.
Yeah.
Right? Someone did things. And even if you want to get mad at the trapper, but that's a businessman who took something that was able to double.
Who took nothing
saved
and made it his,
saved their money, was able to, like, build this empire, and it's a very disciplined lifestyle. People think that entrepreneurship is just waking up whenever you want, and rolling out the bed and just getting a couple dollars. Like, if you're really about it, it becomes a lifestyle to where you're collecting and you're just doubling. Yeah. And when you hit a run, next thing you know, you got millions of dollars. Yeah. But
it's actually a lot of
It's hard to make $1 million. People think it's like some simple.
No, it's not. It's hard and it's not. Depending on what you're doing.
It's accumulation of choices.
Exactly. But you get what I mean? What you were saying with entrepreneurs, it's not. It's like there's so many. There's ups and then there's really.
You got your peaks and valleys.
Yeah, like, and that's what it is. It's like really, really highs and really, really lows.
You seen that? I don't know if you've seen it on the web, that Amazon picture. And it's like Amazon in 94. And it's
he's sitting
him
by himself in
the office.
Desk. Yeah.
That's real.
Those are the times where,
like, people don't think he had to go through
like
it. And people's like, oh, he got money from his people. Yeah, but, like, if you got $1 million and you made $100 billion, I think you did good with that ratio. You get what I'm saying? Same thing, somebody who took 10 grand and made millions. Like, it's all about,
even,
like,
10 grand
your level.
200 grand. Nigga, you the man.
He had to grind to get there. That $1 million barely bought him the warehouse.
Yeah. You even feel a what person I'm saying? who's an entrepreneur who might make $40,000 a year, but he has freedom.
Yeah.
He can just get up whenever he wants. It's not about
the t-shirt
money.
Business. What's your man's name again?
Shirt Game.
Yeah, Shirt Game. Shirt Game now can control his schedule. That's the most important thing, I
he
think,
can turn
to
down
financial
business
freedom.
If he wants, he can do.
That's the number two
wants.
Thing about financial freedom. I control the money source.
Yeah.
I don't have to take that money.
Yeah.
I can take that money.
You can't tell me I can't work today.
Right. You can't tell me I got to work. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? No one is going to check my schedule. No
you can't cancel me.
You
I could be like, you know what? I don't fuck with you. I'm not doing your shirt.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. That's real. Like, I refuse your business.
Yeah. Like, you want what? You want, let's just say he wants to make America great shirt.
Or like you said, your man, you came to him, he's like, yo, I need 50. And like, man, I make too many to slow down 50. For the 50.
Yeah, he sent me
somebody
else. I'm
doing 1,000 packs, I'm doing 100 packs.
Yeah, he's like,
so he sent you.
And in my head, I'm like, damn. So you turned down a 50 pack? Like,
yeah, that's
right, cool.
That's crazy, right? Yeah. A 50 pack is good money. Yeah. Like,
but at the same time, he flipped me on to somebody else who was looking at it like,
oh, that
50
pack is what?
Nigga, send me the money right now. I'll start working on them today.
Yeah, it'll be done by the morning.
And
like,
he had them done 2 days later. He gave me the 50 pack, and I flipped it for the crazy. And that's how my shit starts.
But your boy turned it down. Yeah. And so that's financial freedom, the choice of how to make your money.
Exactly.
Like, I think that's more important, because a lot of times we are put in situations where we just take the easiest option. Yeah. But that might not be what you love. Like, I really respect the artists.
What do you mean?
The people that can make their own product, their own medium.
Yeah.
Do find out a way to, like, sell it and make money and create, like, they are the business. Yeah. To me, that is, like, that's why people love rappers and people love singers. People that, like,
podcasters.
Podcasters, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You took something within you, promoters. I mean, people want to say you want to hate, like, the IG models or any woman.
Anybody who's seen it making nothing, something out of nothing.
Out of nothing. The hustler.
Yeah.
We love the hustler.
And people, the crazy thing is, shout out to all the hustlers.
Sometimes when you hear hustler,
you think, you automatically associate it to somebody who's
a negative
connotation. Illegal. Yeah, right. And it's not. If you can literally sell something, if you could flip something, if you can, it doesn't matter what it is, because to keep it real, drugs sell themselves.
I mean, yeah, you don't have to really
do
anything.
Commercials for drugs.
Yeah.
If somebody wants sniff coke, you know where to find them. You just go to a certain place, and of course, as long as
certain bars.
Yeah, as long as your product is decent, it's cool. But think about how many people are selling shirts. Think about how many people are doing certain things like parties. Like,
when you have to create the fan base, when you have to create the traffic, when you got to negotiate the deal, when you got to go talk to the landowner, when you have to buy the product and the merch, when you have to actually physically make something, like,
bro, I've been through every fucking hustle I could think of. When I was selling DVDs, CDs, throwing parties, everything, I literally have to negotiate every single thing. I'm talking about from the beginning point to the end point.
Yeah.
And people be like, damn, nigga, you get paid to party. I'm like, it's not just that simple, though. Like, after a while, of course, you build up a brand and people be like, yo, I know his party going to pop.
Right. But it's also connecting with that DJ, networking with them, with that little crew.
Promoter. Shout out to my nigga Fresh. We had Apostrophe popping for years.
Yeah, popping it off, like creating collaborations, like stuff like that. Like, it's just a beautiful way to, like, really be yourself, but it's a lot of work to it. It wasn't like Mez can just roll out the bed and then party would just be there when he pulled up.
Think about all them nights I went out and passed out flyers and
be just shipping up. Y'all see the flyers out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. My man just passing flyers. You're like, man, I have 5 hours I spent out. I'd just be hearing. I'd be like, yo, you better than me, bro.
Like, even now to this day, like, because shout out the lady promoter. Big shout out to her. I remember when I first, when Instagram and Facebook and everything started popping. Maybe Facebook, I think it was around that time. She was out passing flyers at one point, and I was just like, why are you still passing flyers? She was like, you don't pass flyers for your parties and stuff no more? I was like, no. Like, everything is done digitally now. She was like, Mez, the best form of promotion is hand-to-hand, talking to people, shaking hands, and that type of shit. And I was like, but in my head, I was like, damn, she might be right with that. And it really is. Yeah. And that always sticks in my mind. And I never gave her flowers for that. But matter of fact, I'm going to send her a DM and tell her that. Like, lady promoter told me that shit a while back. Like, yo, don't ever get it twisted. Mouth to mouth, word of mouth and shit like that. Number I said one. Mouth to mouth. Pause. Word of mouth is the best form of of promotion and shit. That's right. The Henny talking. Like, if I keep fucking up, you know, we've been sipping.
You know, I think painters are a hella flex.
Painters?
Like,
my nigga.
Painting? And being and selling it for millions.
Oh, you're talking about those kind of painters.
Or any kind of painters.
I was about to say.
Even $30, $20 painters. Just you painting someone and something and someone paying you for it.
My nigga, even painting walls or houses. All right, so every time I move somewhere, we got to paint the walls, right? So the dude who the dude who painted our walls, like, he literally does it in one day. My nigga, he might see about $500 just for a few hours. And then we plug them to somebody coming to our house, like, yo, damn, who did y'all walls? And I'm like, yo, this person did. And then I send them their number, and they, just off of painting our house, they probably had like 4 or 5 of my people's got their house painted. That's bread. People don't think about shit like that. Like, yo, so all the homies who are looking for something to do, learn how to fucking paint walls. I'm talking about, it's not that, as long as you can keep within the borders, if you were, you know what I mean? Like, and they taught us that in elementary, when you doing coloring books, stay in the borders. Like,
so my mom got the gutters fixed. And change to those, like,
big money.
You know, the leaf thing.
Yeah.
How about that. I'm talking to the dude outside who's doing it? He doing it in the rain. I'm feeling bad. You know, I'm trying to like help. He's like, nah, bro, I'm cool. Woo, woo, woo. And then we start talking. We get to the point, like, man, if you throw a, like, cause you know I got the little truck, the little van. He's like, man, if you throw a rack on there, I can get you $200 jobs a day. Every job is $200, and you can do 3-4 a day.
Damn.
And all you got to do is have the ladder rack. We'll give you everything else. Word? That's how much money. And then we started, I was like, damn, man, you know, I went to school for all this, that, and the third, and I'm over here doing studio, so I got my own little business, woo-woo-woo now. And he's like, man, what you do for school? I was like, computer engineering. He's like, I was electrical engineering. I ain't even doing none of that. You get what I'm saying? He's like, I'm just my own little business dude. I work with a company who gets the leads, and then they send me to the jobs, and then they pay me X amount on the job, and then like I'm just putting it up to $300 a job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, after he left me, he went to Shelby, and then he's like, they do the whole tryout, and like thousands and thousands of homes are converting this, and like every year there are these opportunities out here to make money.
It's, and the crazy thing is, it'd be the stuff that's right under your nose. Like my homie Jason 704 Eastside, he Modern Solutions is his business. I've shouted him out before.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
He mounts TVs, bro. It's been times where he knows we Eritrean, so he'll be in somebody's crib, and he's like, wait a minute, you Eritrean? And he'll just FaceTime. He'll be like, yo, look, I'm with your peoples. I'm like,
it'd be real out here, bro.
And he just mounts TVs, but he got it down packed. That if y'all need y'all TVs mounted and y'all in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, Modern Solutions, hit up Jason.
Just interior design. Like, no one thinks of that being a job. Small things. Like, it's crazy.
I seen something today on Instagram that said, you might think your idea is dumb, but somebody made millions off of this. And it was the damn, you know, in the pool, the little foam floaters.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's making millions off of that.
Somebody made a slinky, bro.
Even the super soaker.
Bro made 70 mil.
But the crazy thing is, he was like some type of different engineer. He was working on another product. He was trying to fix something else, but he couldn't get it down packed. And he accidentally stumbled on the pressure, the water pressure. If you pump it a certain amount of times, it creates a spurt. So he was like, what? I might be able to make a gun out of this. And that's how he became a billionaire. But off of that, it was by accident. So that's why I always say, when I tell you to start your fucking race, it's because think about everything that so even in my case, I threw parties, I've done DVDs, I've done everything I could think of in the streets and in the corporate world. So it comes back later on in life. You might be working on one thing, but then you might fuck around and stumble on what your real dream is. Yeah. Which you don't. It was Einstein, I think it was. It was somebody. This is liquor talking, but they said life doesn't make sense when you're living it. Like, but if you read it backwards, it'll make so much sense. Like when you look back at your life, it's hindsight 2020 type shit. You're like, oh, that's why I had to go through this early on.
I guess that at the end of the day, this financial freedom thing is time, right? So like, it's really about utilizing your time. That's what's important. How you get your money and how you use your time to do it.
Yeah.
So a lot of times for me, looking back, as you said, like, it's not having debt and being able to do whatever I wanted to and be in control of my surroundings. You get what I'm saying? Like, not being able to like choose when I get my money or do what I want. That becomes the burden, because now you're in a rat race, and it's crazy. The minute you get in corporate and you get a good, I know people that's making $150,000 a year in corporate and they love it and it's great. And some people they're built like that. And I know people making $250,000 a year and hate it. And
big time.
I mean, and we know money. We know a lot of people who leave that world, even having this big money. Because at the end of the day, controlling your time.
Yeah.
That's the resource. That's the resource where everyone is equal on.
That's key.
You get what I'm saying? Like, some have less, some have more, but we never know. So like, how you use your time. And to me, utilize the time to college for, if you're going to catch that 100 grand, catch it for something that really stimulates you, or that helps you, or that helps someone else, or this, it's worth it. You get what I'm saying?
Like, right.
Like 100 grand is a lot. Like, I would pay 100 grand for a house. Hell, you get what I'm saying? So, but 100 grand for college, I want to have that same feeling. Like, it's like a house to me. Like, I'm going to be able to like feel that like value of what a house is, to have a house.
Right.
To 19, 20 years old, 21, 22, whenever you get to that number and you just buy a house and it's yours, that feeling is, you're a homeowner.
Yeah.
How that made you feel the first time you put that in your hand, the keys?
Beautiful, bro. Like, especially when you realize it's going towards something.
Like, that's every day now, that's you.
Yeah, every day.
Every room.
Yeah.
Every bathroom. So that same value you felt, you should take that to college. If you couldn't take that to college, if that's something that you couldn't go through, you shouldn't go.
But that's all I'm trying to say. It's one of them things when you're so young, you're just doing it because that's what your homie's doing. Your big bro did it. Like, everybody's doing it, so you might as well do it. It's like you're really not thinking, but you're right. You're just one of them things where I think even if you're told that at that young age, because there was a lot of people who told me and gave me a lot of good advice, good game.
I'm not going to pretend that either. Yeah. It was game given.
Yeah.
But also, it's crazy. Like, when everybody in the fan too, you know, like, it's hard to like.
And we came from like immigrant parents,
There's some things that they didn't know that they couldn't tell us.
That's a fact.
You feel what I'm saying?
But I don't hold that against them. I can't blame you for what you don't know.
It's always, to me, support system plays a part. Like, you know what I'm saying? The type of people you have around you, right? Because, like, information, right? Like, so this dude knows how to, like, make $1 million. And if you're around that person, it's probably going to be easier to make $1 million because he's going to be able to give you information.
And if you're around somebody who's a bunch of losers, it's more easier for you to become a loser,
too.
So,
like, that's why, like, it's another system trap. So if you grow up in neighborhoods that everybody is just thinking on this level, how you know how hard it is to, like, get information?
Yeah.
So, like, even though we're slanging it right now because we got it through experience, when we were there, how many people could actually tell us this?
Yeah.
Do you remember many
people?
Had a lot of people
too. Yeah.
But what I'm saying, they were still in the mix with us.
Oh yeah.
Like people that were completed and they can be like, yo, I did this, that, and the third, or you need to figure out that.
Oh yeah, I don't think
that,
I had anybody that was completed that did it.
Yeah.
There was somebody in the process.
In the process of doing it. And
but people, you kind of look at them like,
you're still in there with me.
It's so like somebody telling me how to make $1 million, but they're not a millionaire. You kind of look at them like,
but now you grow up with 17 millionaires.
Yeah.
Around you, throughout your neighborhood,
you're gonna listen to them. Because the crazy thing is, the people who had the money was the dope boys,
and that's who we listen to.
Yeah,
because he's living right.
He's telling me
whatever he's doing.
This nigga over here going to 9 to 5. He's telling me how to become a millionaire. He's not a millionaire. This nigga right here got a pack on him, and he's telling you, yo, you hold this.
And I know he got about half a million on him. In his right now, and he probably got a crib, a nice car, a couple things.
Whatever.
It's crazy.
I know he got more than my pop, so I might listen to him more than I do.
Well, it's hard to, if you in a rat race with someone else, it's hard to, look at, it's like somebody telling you, yo, you need, and then you just look at them why ain't you do it?
Yeah.
A lot of times. So it's
I was saying with the business teacher.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold up, you're a business teacher, but you don't have a business?
Right.
Like 50 was saying that, and I was like, damn, that's true.
So it's hard to, take that,
Yeah. But then again, there's that saying, don't listen to the messenger, listen to the message.
True.
And that go either way, because sometimes you'd be I don't know if I want to listen to him based on who it's coming from.
But at the end of the day, it's not a trap just because the people don't know. The institutions don't teach you this. It's a double-sided thing. You're in a population that are, if they know, they know one thing, they know two things, they know three things. They don't know
they're not
trades
giving it to you from A to B.
They're still trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? So it's, and we have to have privilege because we lived in a certain different way. There's other people who literally your whole block ain't about nothing.
Yeah. And you come outside and you look around, you're like, everybody ain't about doing nothing. And it becomes a norm.
They couldn't teach you a thing.
Yeah.
Cause that's another thing 50 said too. Remember when he first got on with the Cocaine Cowboys mixtape? When French was filming him back in the day, he had one on the rooftops, and he was like, you know what my grandfather told me?
Or Cowboys DVD?
Yeah, Cowboys DVD.
Cocaine City.
Cocaine City, that's what it was, yeah. So he was like, you know what my grandfather told me? You can't get as far as the niggas you talk to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So basically, if you and I are nowhere, and you're not trying to go nowhere, and you can't give me nothing to go somewhere, how can I even think about going somewhere? I'm like all of y'all.
Yeah.
This is life. Yeah. This is, no one tells you to yo, don't spend 30 grand through your first 10 years of adulthood on jail system charges.
My pops used to always tell me, you shouldn't be this. You shouldn't hang out with people who are dumber than you. He's like, you should always hang out with people.
Yeah. If you're the smartest person in the room,
that's a problem.
So how?
Unless you're the teacher.
How hard is it?
Yeah.
To be a nah, but those people don't do the experience. They just find the knowledge.
Yeah.
It's really hard to transfer knowledge without experience. Even if you learn something, if you don't do it,
yeah,
it's really hard. You can teach me all you want about the human anatomy.
Yeah,
But I'm not going to put a surgery tool in your hand.
When it's time to cut that damn.
You've never touched a cadaver. You've never trained on something before you cut on a human being. I'm not giving you a knife.
Nah.
You could know every blood vessel, where it's located at. You could tell me how it looks.
Experience is key. You got to have fucking experience.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, knowledge is one tool.
Yeah.
Like, that's so. I guess really that option between the paying for the house and paying for the school is knowledge versus experience. Like you're making the choice of, I'm going to experience how to make money and make it happen.
Yeah. Because even that guy who, let's just say we're both 18, we graduate high school, right? You go buy a house, I go to college, right?
Yeah.
Now, we're both $100,000 in debt, right?
Right.
Now, let's just say 4 years in, we've been paying. So you've paid off $30,000 in that house, and I'm coming out of college, and I'm still $100,000 in debt.
Yeah,
your property has more than likely went up in what it's worth, right?
Right.
Let's just say now it's worth $150 in 5 years, right?
Right.
And you've been paying. You paid $30,000 in already, right?
Right.
So now you got at least.
But almost, you bought it at $100.
Yeah. So now it's worth $150, and you've paid $30 in it already.
Right.
So now you have $80,000 worth of equity.
Right.
I'm still $100,000 in debt. Right.
So now I can start a business. The person in debt has to get a job.
I have to get a job because I gotta start. I'm behind, nigga.
I got loans.
I'm all the way behind. Right. Yeah. So then,
and if I don't have an exact source of income immediately, it's gonna be a struggle to find.
And hopefully, within them 5 years that you were not going to college and you were just working,
you found a hustle. You figured yourself, out. You might have got a job. I don't know.
Yeah. You might understand who you are as a person. You might be like, you know what? I could take this. 50,000 you have 80,000 in equity.
Yeah.
But you might be like, I'm gonna take 50,000 out and start up a t-shirt business or anything on the side, just some shit on the side. Right. Or might take a certain amount and open up another.
Or let's not even think about it in the sense of like you have to do so. Take that 80 grand and maybe go on a world tour.
Yeah.
Like go see all the countries and experience life.
That would only take 10,000.
10 grand. You can travel the whole world, figure everything out, come back and have 70 band on that loan, and then do whatever you want to do.
Or you can get enough, like refinance your house.
Boom.
And now
you got lower payments. You're paying
$1,000 a month. Now you might be paying maybe $600 a month.
Yeah, and you got more equity. And now you got
$400 a month that you were paying before, freed up.
Boom.
That's how you change your life. But they don't want to tell you that. That's that systematic.
So now I'm 80 grand up, 4 years. Say I don't do a business, because everybody said, oh, entrepreneur. I got a regular job now. Now I have a regular job.
Yeah.
I can go get a regular job starting like a data entry person.
Or that time,
Say like $15 an hour.
You've moved up in that job that you're already at with 3 years experience.
Boom. Now I'm 18, 19. So now I'm say I got that data entry job right when I got the house.
Yeah.
By the time you get out of college, I'm making exactly more than you, or maybe I'm making more than you.
Yeah.
Because now instead of a data entry job, I started doing accounting. And then accounting got me into business management in the analyst world.
Experience.
And I got 4 years of experience in that world. So now I'm making 50 grand, 60 grand a year. You come out of school, if you're lucky, and it works out to everybody's, till it works out, you might get 50, 60, but now I have the 50, 60. I have the 80,000 equity in the house. And you're 80, 100 grand in debt.
Yeah, and you're still you're so behind. That shit is fucked up. I wish I'd have knew all that.
It's like having a weight on your back.
That's why I never took out any student loans.
Yeah.
All right, so I got my associate's degree at a community college, and then I went to UNC Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
And I went to UNC Charlotte for like a year, and that shit was kicking my ass, paying out of my pockets.
Yeah.
Like, I paid everything out of my own pockets, no help, but after a while, I was like, you know what? All this money I'm spending in school, I'm going to just continue to feed my dreams. So I just stopped. In my junior year, I was like, I'm out of here.
Man, after the first year of college,
my pops was tight, bro.
Yeah,
my pops was super tight. But I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't care about school. Like, it's not for me.
And I got a little, and for my situation, I left after 2 years. What happened for me is like, I went to a high school and I learned way more at the high school than my first year of college. And then they didn't want to renew my scholarship. So I was just like, I'm not about to pay all this money to keep going. And I don't think I learned a thing that I can't figure out on my own. And I left and I got a Bank of America job immediately and I started the corporate world.
Yeah.
So like, I wasted a year, and I might have got like a couple grand in debt.
Yeah.
But.
And things that we don't know, like I remember, it's just certain things.
But when it was, I finished that real quick, like, you know.
When I went to the community college, my pops took me there, and I thought we were just signing up for school and coming back home. I was 17, so my pops took me. They was like, you got to take an assessment test. I didn't know what it was. It was like, and it was English, math, and reading, right? This shit was like a 3-hour test, bro. And my pops, you know how, he's like, what? I thought I was coming here for 20, 30 minutes, sign you up and going home. You mean you tell me you got to take a test? So my pops is rushing me, looking through the door like, yeah, what are you doing? So I'm just flying through this shit, like not even reading it. After a while, I'm like, what is this test? Like, I had no idea what it was. I didn't realize you get classes based on, it's an assessment test, where you are in your education. Bro, they had me in a reading, like a ESL class that first semester. I was in the ESL class. I came in a class. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I was just breezing through shit. The teacher pulled me to the side like 2-3 weeks into the class. He was like, you don't belong in here.
Yeah.
He was like, did you? And thank God he was a black teacher. Because I'm telling you, I took math, English, and reading all at a lower than college level because I just breezed through the assessment test. So my English teacher, he pulled me to the side. He was like, yo, you do not belong in this class. He's like, how long you been in America? I'm like, since 2 years old. He was like, I think we had like 2 or 3 tests and quiz. And he was like, you got 100. I'm like, bro, yeah, this class is asking me, where do I put a comma? Where do I put an exclamation? He's like, I know. Did you take your time on this assessment test? I said, no, I breezed through it. He was like, go back in there. He signed some paperwork. He was like, and take it again. And I literally passed everything. But that's crazy. What if he didn't pull me to the side? Like, yeah. At 17, I didn't know what that test was. Yeah. Like, I just.
You would have been paying for that for a year. I mean, yeah. And I'm not saying it didn't work for some people. I just didn't think. I wasn't about to pay that money, and I just felt that I could get a job and be all right. And I got like a basic, like beginning training level job doing computer stuff, and I just popped out through there. And it's not like,
and we always knew, like me and you, one thing. And I'm gonna tell you one thing for sure. I've always told you this, but once you dipped out of college, that gave me motivation to dip too.
Yeah, I mean, I just wasn't about to, because you know, like these Eritreans, and I was at the, like, don't get me wrong, I did my thing in high school.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was really committed to knowledge and learning because I love learning and information. So I was never like, for me, school was always fun.
Yeah.
Regardless of what was going on, I could be having friends, not have friends. Like, I was okay with figuring this stuff out and learning out of this or that, you know?
Yeah.
And even when I wasn't at school, I was learning stuff and doing stuff like that. So, but then when it got to a point, it just wasn't useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so it wasn't like, oh man, like, And I immediately got like a $15-16 an hour job, and I was gone. And I'm glad that I was able to just sprack money, even though I didn't spend it correctly the first few years. Cause you're young, you don't know any better. Again, the information wasn't there to me be like, yo, you should throw money here and throw money there. Like I was hanging with people that was just going out and having fun. And so, you know, but I lived a life and enjoyed that time or whatever. But once I figured it out, I just started investing in things that mattered, that I wanted to do, that was going to help me make some money and like not be working. So like, now just imagine if I didn't go to that first year and I just like worked all the way through, I would have had a year and a half extra, and maybe I do those mistakes a little bit earlier.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because now I utilize my time better. That's all I'm saying. I'm one of those perfect examples of like, I didn't really have a focus. I wanted to do stuff, but I wasn't like committed about it. I should have just chilled, figured it out, maybe worked for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then I don't fall in the money trap and have $4,000 or $5,000 in debt because, you know, I went to one semester after too long and got a little check. You know how they hit you. They hit you with the ding with a little something on the way out. So, you know, it just didn't work out. But that time I could have saved. Yeah. So
That's the only thing I look back at and be like, yo, if I could have just cut out a lot of that bullshit time that I spent. Yeah.
If I would have just screwed around at 18, working a job, staying at my people's house, figured it out, probably stacked some more bread, probably, you know what I'm saying, you know, probably don't get into certain things that I got into.
Yeah, I got a homegirl who was soon.
Because in college, you know, that's another thing about college. It's not like you're going to go there and just do school. Like, it's a lot of social things you have to learn and traverse.
Now, that, if my son, I'm going to teach him everything I know now, but if he says, I do want to go to college, but just for the social aspect of it. I'd understand
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
And I'd be like, all right, so then you have to do this, and it's in the, and it has to be on a scholarship. It ain't going to be.
I'm not paying you're just gonna all be that. Paying or you're going to be paying this yourself.
Yeah.
Like, or I'll split it with your son. We'll figure something out. But have a plan. Yeah. Again, that's, to me, utilize. Like, I guess I just wish people told me to, like, utilize the time that it's going to take to do this. So if you don't do it.
Yeah. Now, it feels like we're shitting on college completely, but there's so many positive things to it, too. Like, networking
for sure
and all these other things.
I'm sure some there's
social
like there's some Kappas or some fraternities that would disagree with me.
Yeah, and there's some times where you just go out there and you just, this is your first time living outside of being in your mama's house or your dad's house, and it's like, oh shit, now I understand how it feels to take on responsibility to make sure I get these things done without somebody breathing on my neck, to make sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of benefits to it too. Like, it teaches you how to grow up a little faster, but I think there's more negatives to it than positives if you don't know what you're doing.
Right. So it's utilizing your time. If somebody would have just told me, like, yo, the time that you have now, you should do it right. Whatever you do, you should do something that's going to really be beneficial to you. If that's going to school, then make sure that you do it, because it comes with costs, it comes with expectations, it comes with a whole set of rules and lifestyle that you got to live, right? So to me, it's the same thing as choosing a trade. I think trade school should be on the table.
Yeah, hell
like,
yeah.
Just,
I would send my kids to trade school before I send them to college.
Your kids should see all the trade schools too. You should be going to visit all the, look, you want to be a mechanic? You know what I'm saying? You want to be a woodworker? You know what I'm saying? You want to be a construction?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it doesn't all have to be go to Harvard or go to this school because it's what, you know, it should be like based on the kid. Like, yo, what do you like? Did you like that? What you feel about that? Or, you know, they make, you know, man, if you would have just been a garbage man when you were 18,
there's so many things.
Just imagine
you
if you were 18 years old, instead of going to college, you became a garbage man and got a union job. In 4 years, you would have a pension.
Hell yeah.
You would have stacks of money in a bank account that's interest accruing. Or work for the city in water.
If we knew what we know now.
And you were just a little pole man. Come on, man. Making bread. Or you were a trucker for your first 4 years. Man.
Yeah. Then that's a lot of money right now. Trucking business is,
I was talking
banking to
my homeboy. I used to work at this company. And there was this dude in the shipping yard. Uh-huh. That was my boy. He was like 18, 19, you know what I'm saying? And this, I'm like, in, you know, early 30s, kind of starting to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is what I should have been doing.
Hell yeah.
And so I'm just talking to him, giving him game. And I told him about the trucking thing. And he was like, word? I was like, yeah, you know, we just back there shooting shit.
Hell
like,
yeah.
We're not even like taking it serious, but we just get on like, you know, somehow how much
information.
Them. And he was like, man, there's these truckers, they be coming here, they be making tons of money, don't they? I was like, yo, bro. And we just started spitting it. A year later, he left that job and went to the trucking company. And a few years later, I had the studio going, woo-woo. A couple of his homeboys come in the studio. I don't know they cool, though. And we just talking, and they fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? They spent some hours. They came back another time.
Mm-hmm.
The next time, they was FaceTiming him.
Oh, wow.
In the studio, and it was like, yo, this is our engineer. And then he looked at me, I was like, yo, see? And then he was like, yo.
Yeah.
And, woo, woo, woo. And so I caught up with him. He came through the studio, woo, woo, woo. Bro, this dude was working for Family Dollars. He worked Monday through Friday. He was making, he owned his own truck. He had his own crib. In three, I think that was like 3 or 4 years from the time I saw him when he was like 18 and 19. Because he didn't, because...
Yeah.
You know, and another option, because this is American, you have this option. Like, he went to the reserves.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of going out of high school.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Some people have different little.
Yeah.
He went to the reserves for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Came out, got a little shipping job, had a little money from the reserves, you know, got a free little, like. You
grants
know,
and little things like that.
Stuff like that. Do like little schooling and stuff. You know, had a little housing credit for a little bit when he first got out. And then he started doing the trucking thing. He might have worked at the place like a year. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and banking.
And then when I saw him, he was just living, bro. And he was like, he controlled his schedule. He's like, yeah, I picked a contract where I wanted to be at home. So I started working for this company. And they pay him full trucking fees is what they call it. Like, so he doesn't pay nobody else out.
Yeah.
He gets the whole shipment. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
oh, he banking.
Yeah. So, and every week he just gets his check and then he be chilling. And now he got the crib and he's 23, 24, 25. Like, it's, and I'm not saying that I like did anything special, but like, the information allowed him to search.
Hell yeah.
It and to go find out.
I pass information anytime.
Because we talked about a lot of things, right? Like we always do, right?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. But oh,
he just caught up on the trucking thing and went hard with it. And he worked in shipping every day behind a clerk desk, picking up boxes, getting all tired. These dudes, and part of the job is like, he has to load the truck.
Yeah.
They just pull the truck up.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, I'm just tired of loading the truck. I want to be that guy on the other side.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I said, that guy on the other side makes tons more than you.
Exactly.
Like laughing, we joking. He was like, word, how much they make? Boom. He's like, damn. Like, okay.
That's all it takes. And but at the same time, it got to be somebody who got that ambition who ain't going to afraid to start. Like I said, entrepreneurs.
He wasn't afraid to work a regular job until he figured it out. Now, stay with his mama.
I'm talking about just the fact that being an entrepreneur, just taking that first step.
Taking that jump.
Yeah, he did it. And look at
him. Researched it, went. He said, oh, man. I got a job right now. I can pay like a couple bands, and
right.
I have
let
a
go
license.
Of the safety net, man.
He said, I can right now that I got a job, because he came to me. He's like, bro, I got a job right now. I'm gonna pay for the CDL class. I'm gonna get that, and apparently it's guaranteed jobs the minute you get a CDL.
Yeah.
And I was like, word, yeah, man. 2 weeks later, he put his notice in. Yeah. I was like, my G. Because I don't know how long the class was. I ain't going to embellish that. You know, like a few weeks later or whatever.
In a month, I think.
Yeah, in a month or something, this man came back and put his 2 weeks notice in. He's like, bro, I got a job already.
Yeah. That's we got to make sure we dodge a lot of them damn traps, man.
Yeah.
That's another episode of Meds, Drinks, and Chill, man. I appreciate y'all listening, man. Sci-fi.
Yeah, man. It's always love, man.
I appreciate you, man. We always, hopefully they took some gems out of this, man.
Yeah, man. Try to get your money up and try to, you know, utilize that time. That's how I look at it. Like, you know, whatever you do, make sure you make that time is worth it.
Yeah. Utilize that time, man. Make sure that shit is the most important thing that we can't get back. Yeah. Anything in life you can get back. You spend your money, you can get it back.
Yeah. That's the only currency you can't get back.
You can never get that shit back, man. You once you spend
it. The universal currency.
Exactly. You know? None of us could get it back.
Yeah.
That's another episode. I'm going to play another song off of Africans in Traffic. This one is called Rap Game with the homie Bags. Rest in peace, Bags.
Rest in peace, Bags.
Why you think we got this champagne for? Talk shit. That's what we do. That's what our daddy did. But our forefathers had done before them. What the shit talking? We doing our dad's talk, but we're rolling.
Rap game hard, dope game beats. 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 Rap game.
Why y'all making it so hard?
Rap game hard, dope game beats.
I'm off the rocker sometimes, don't think I make it to see another 20-something years. At first I didn't think I'd make it to see this much cheese and bacon, but if the bread is the right temp, then we going out for cheers to a spot where niggas really know your name. They know a nigga name, cause they feel a nigga pain. As long as I'm alive, I can't even complain. I told that hoe I let her ride, but she'd rather hop the train. It's clear to see that I got so much static on my brain. I done had it up to here, right bump Illmatic in the rain. My brother E got me hip, my partner D made a strip. My nigga work out the work, it's whatever to make a flip. It's whatever to take a trip from the A to Silicon Valley. I'm sicker than most rappers, as funny as John Sally. Furthermore, I can't go anymore, where this came from, there's plenty more.
Where this came from, there's plenty more.
Bang.
Rap game hard, dope game beats.
I've been on the road
past
few seasons.
Rap game hard, dope
game beats.
Rap game hard, dope game beats.